months long, but I'm growing.
So the boys grew up on the farm then, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly good.
Right. So what kind of things did you have on the farm then? Did you milk cows or raise beef or?
We in the mixed farming.
I guess everybody did a little bit of everything
well,
then, didn't they?
We didn't go into milk business until, oh, what year was it, Jimmy? 40.
We were 40.
But, oh, we had it. We had the.
You should tell them about the grass and the garden. When you went. Tell them about
now. I'm always nervous in the car. And, we something went the fluid went off our brakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the brakes. And it came in and there was just a little. Oh, not a great, but just a little bit salt. And the ground and this way into the edge. And Earl was a little fellow. And he says, Daddy, I'll put this way down for you. I don't know what Jack did. The priest went on my family. I was all right, I think. And we went right to the back of the bag, and it was up. It was salt. And we landed, and the youngsters had made a little garden. They cleaned there and finally made a little garden, and they had cucumbers up there. And we left right from the middle of the and all we did, all we had the car was broke the back window.
Is that right? Well, they made them good back then, I guess, didn't they? I didn't ask you what year you were married, Mrs. Miller.
1917. 73 years ago.
Yeah, and what church?
Well, I was married, and we had students at the time, and they're not allowed to marry.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a speech to an old minister that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
We were married in that speech.
Right.
And where did you go? Where did you go then, after you got married?
We just went to town for a couple of days.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Then back to the farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you bring in your milk to the creamery back in those days then, or the dairy, or what was in Sunderland? You sold your cream.
Uh-huh.
Did somebody pick it up, or did you bring it into town?
No, they picked it up.
Yeah.
And I learned to churn.
Mm-hmm.
I baked bread, buns. I did all the baking and lunch and dinner, but it wasn't just my happiest moments.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't great. If I took as much interest in it then as I do now, I'd have been a good cook.
Right.
I don't know, I waited 3 hours.
Right. Mm-hmm. Was there a dairy in Sunderland back in those days, or was it just the creamery around, or what was in town then?
No. It wasn't. When the trees came to Sunderland, and they built the fire hall, and that's where they had the creamery first.
Oh.
And then they built the other place.
Now,
and that was...
I remember that. We were married.
I don't know.
Were we?
No. The reason I ask, I remember when I was a little guy, was it Mr. Stone that used to deliver the milk?
Campbell Stone.
Yeah, and didn't there used to be a little dairy in behind, near the fire hall there, part of that building?
That was the fire hall.
That was the creamery. That was all cream.
Well, I thought I remember going into a building there that, well, it may have been a creamery, but there was something there right up when I was just...
Well, maybe they delivered the milk there that he delivered.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, he did.
Did he pick up?
Maybe that was just a refrigeration
place. Yeah,
just
a refrigeration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it never was any dairy.
Yeah. No, it was in Durwitz. Used to deliver milk.
It goes.
Oh, was it something I forgot? When I was young, they used to bring it. There was Dick Gordon, and he lived east, you know, where Barnes lived.
Yeah.
Oh, that was their farm, and he sold milk, bottled milk, for 5 cents a pint.
Five cents.
I guess 5 cents a pint.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought around and you get your milk from him.
Right. So he delivered door to door, yeah.
Door to door.
Yeah.
Well, that's just milk from the cow, you know. That's not pasteurized or anything.
That's the same with Durwitz.
Yeah, I think
Lord Pickens used to have cows.
I do.
And we got enough from Lord Pickens for a long time. Mommy did. Mommy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess the town folk had to get their milk from someplace, didn't they?
Yes. And Hendel, what
did Hendel
used to have? Oh, they had milk. They ran
with
milk.
I meant to ask you about the farmers bringing their produce to town. Was there a farmer's market or anything like that?
Oh, yes. There was a farmer's market every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The buyers of Marshall Toronto, one was Doyle, and, I forget them, but they came up from St. John Bosch.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring your butter, your eggs, what have you.
They used to have, when I was a kid, up at the town hall. They used to go to the town hall.
Yes.
I can remember that, yeah.
And they had what they called a market fair. And that would be at Christmas time. And the banquet hall now and all that kitchen and all at the town hall,
mm-hmm.
It was just one.
Mm-hmm.
And the stairway was back at the west wall. You went up this way, up into the upstairs.
Upstairs, yeah.
And they just had one big cook stove in it. And they had the door. It's there now, double door.
Mm-hmm.
You could drive right in there. And where the furnace is, there was another double door there. And you could drive right in with the trucks. And we passed our chickens or geese or the turkeys, whatever,
mm-hmm.
And brought them to the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And they had buyers. And at that fair, they'd have lady driving. That'd be on the folks' street for the tire.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about any of the old newspapers that might have been in Sunderland back in the old days?
Yes, there was a Sunderland. Yeah, she's actually times since she came to Sunderland.
Mm-hmm.
That was, we had a little paper.
Yeah.
Well, that was later. You remember the...
I can't remember the name of it, though.
No.
So there's somebody that wrote it was from Sunderland.
Was Sunderland here?
Oh, I don't know. You've got a better memory than I
have. I don't know what.
I think it might have been the Mirror. I seem to recall reading somewhere about a newspaper called, I think it was the Sunderland Mirror.
I don't know exactly.
But that would have been prepared and printed right in Sunderland, I guess, then, was it?
No.
No?
I don't think it was ever printed in Sunderland.
No.
It had to do with
So it was probably owned by the same people that owned the Oxford Times Journal at that time, then, was it? Likely, yes.
Dave was his name.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. King. Yes,
please.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to me there was some paper used government was, it was always printed in the sun.
Oh, I don't know. I forget.
I could read. Can't remember. Maybe it was that year in your talk.
No, I can't seem to recall.
Yeah. It was awful hard to... If you're not thinking about things like that, for me anyway,
I guess all the what the newspapers from the other little towns used to come in the Sunderland, did they? Did the Oxford Times has always come in the Sunderland, I guess.
Well, that was they had the Sunderland News.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. And the Sunderland, we got the Times from the News.
Yeah.
And it would have the news of canning secrecy written in Sunderland's Oxford. And it was all in one paper. Everybody got it.
I see. So that would be before the Gleaner started and the Beaverton Express.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, those are just
recent.
I mean,
relatively.
Yeah. That was not for years. I would never want to see a dollar just for a whole year subscription.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you remember your first radio?
Yes. This is going.
When would that have been roughly? Do you remember? Do you remember roughly what year that would have been when you had your first radio?
Johnny L. Gardner was the farm time, right?
Yeah. No, I can't. We had the old gramophone before that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jimmy, you probably remember
horrible things. Oh, Robert Davis used to live in George Key's house, and he had a radio. And the other folks would go down and gather around, and he'd open the window, turn the horn out, and let us listen.
Yeah.
He was a good fellow.
Yeah.
He was a constable of sorts one time.
So what kind of programs do you remember on the radio then? Do you remember any specific programs from the early days when the radios came out?
MS Mandy. Yes. And, yes, there was good programs. And Bill Cullen was one of the... if I could just remember them, I can remember back as I can those things. But yes, so we had a radio first on the farm. The boys go to town on Saturday night. And Jack and I get the radio going. He wrote the radio and I just and we had it down from 11 o'clock in
May. Yeah. Did you listen to the hockey games?
Yeah, she used to listen to everything. Fights. Yes, I remember the first the first television we had, we were in town then, and we used to go up to the, Chip Webby lived up on the Ridge Road, and Saturday night, Ray and his wife and Jay and I go up there, and we'd have a game of cards, and then we'd always wait for 12 o'clock for this wrestling match to come on. And we'd have a wrestling match, and then we'd have lunch with the arguments. And one time after that, Jack was sitting at the dining room window, and he said, you know, we have television. We can sit right there, and I can sit right here. And I said, well, go to it. Well, he said, Jimmy's getting rid of his, and I'm going to buy it. And I thought, well, that's a foolish thing to do. So he couldn't get rid of it for any good. So I didn't say anything. I said, you'll have to have an antenna. I will put one up. So I let him go ahead. I thought, well, if he gets the antenna off, I knew it would be any good. And finally we got television of our own.
Mm-hmm.
And some black and white TV. Good luck.
That's pretty recent, isn't it? I remember we didn't have a TV when I was a kid until I was about, 7 or 8, I think. We didn't have a TV.
Well, Ralph had the first one in
town. Did he? Is that right?
Second.
Is that right?
So you know how long ago it is, so I can't even remember how long ago. It was
52,
somewhere
in there. Yeah.
Yeah, 52. It was one of the forties. Yeah, we haven't had very many televisions.
Well, I don't know, Mrs. Miller. I think we've covered an awful lot today.
I think maybe it's...
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. I'm really glad I was able to get up. I apologize for not getting up that last time, but I was lying on my back. I was in pretty bad shape.
Well,